Gremila Mahagov Galair is Thomas Lon Sosta Vansa Kalura or Deshamel Ferishta Kahar Specialta Starul Kahar in a will arch specialta the Gok Illidina Kahar Kenrodiok Akna Dane Darmad Fuin Am Atokacha. We meet here in the city of Belfast, Ireland's second city, where for centuries history has been made and remade. A city that has boasted industrial might, that has endured poverty, exclusion, and discrimination. A city that bears the scars of conflict and division, and that today carries the promise of full equality, fraternity, and liberty. A city that never lost its sense of community or its sense of humour. The cradle of the United Irishman, home to the great Mary Ann McCracken, Winifred Kearney, Bobby Sands, Gerry Adams. Woo! And this proud dub says, Belfast, we are so happy to be here with you. Since we gathered in February, some dear friends have passed away. I want in particular to pay tribute to Joe Riley. Joe epitomised what it meant to be an Irish Republican, and he will be sorely missed. We've also lost other friends, and our sympathies go to each of their families. We will never forget all those who forged a path for Republicans in tough times. Cead míle fáilte to our international guests and supporters. Thank you for keeping faith with Ireland and with us. And welcome to all our foreign dignitaries and diplomats. I want to send a very special message of solidarity from this Ardesh to the people of Palestine and of Gaza. Sinn Féin stands with you. Ireland cannot stand idly by as you endure another onslaught and as the Israeli government flouts international law. So the Irish government must act, must recognise the state of Palestine. The time to do that is now. We are living through times of great change. The old certainties are gone. The perpetual unionist majority in the north is no more. The 2.5-party system in the south has been consigned to history. Leadership is shifting to a new generation. And we have the opportunity to reclaim Ireland for all our people, in all of our diversity and difference. Nelson Mandela once said, "It always seems impossible until it's done." Well, nothing is impossible. No ambition too high for our new Ireland. Realising our potential, getting it done, well, that responsibility is in our hands. What we do today will make Ireland better tomorrow. Building an open society, accountable government, a modern progressive economy is work for today. Because the New Ireland isn't some far-off aspiration, some unattainable dream. Its foundations must be laid in the here and now. Brexit has put the issue of the border and partition at the centre of the political agenda. We are now challenged, all of us, right across Ireland, to work in common cause, to protect Irish interests north and south. And this challenge is as real for unionism as it is for Republicans and nationalists. Treading water, fingers crossed, and hoping for the best is not a strategy at this time. Propping up a Tory government that glories in willful ignorance and indifference to Ireland is not the way forward. Allowing the Tories to dodge, equivocate, and engage in fantasy non-solutions to the Irish question is certainly not the answer. If the architects of Brexit still can't agree what Brexit looks like, well, that's their problem. It will not become Ireland's problem. So the Tories need to know that. The DUP needs to know that. And the upcoming European summit is crunch time. If the British government don't have a credible, acceptable proposal, if they cannot demonstrate how they will avoid a hard border, protect the Good Friday Agreement and citizens' rights, then the Irish government must call them out. There can be no question of progressing to the next phase of these negotiations in the absence of an answer to the Irish question. And this, my friends, is one test that our government cannot fail. Our core objective is the reunification of Ireland. The mechanism for achieving this is set out in the Good Friday Agreement, an agreement that is now 20 years old. The work to achieve it must be driven by us in Sinn Féin and beyond, people who passionately believe that all of our lives can be better in a new Ireland. The new Ireland that we seek honours each citizen equally, respects identity and culture, is rooted in civil and human rights, respects all religious beliefs and none, but does not impose the theology of any church. Our new Ireland... Our new Ireland generates wealth and shares wealth. It's driven by opportunity, ambition, and sustainability. It's defined by decency and compassion. It respects privacy and celebrates community. Our new Ireland allows us all to live in harmony under the one free sky in the place that we call home. And this new Ireland must be a home for unionists. We need to understand that. We need to find ways to talk about the future. We need to find ways to reconcile the past. And these aren't easy things to do. Because people have suffered, were hurt, endured pain, inflicted pain. And we can't make that go away, but we can say sorry to each other. And I believe it's important that we do. As the leader of Sinn Féin, I pledge that we will never forget, that we will work tirelessly to ensure that we never return to the dark days of conflict. To every family that seeks truth, that still waits, decades on, for an inquest into the death of their loved one, I promise that we will stand with you. We will stand with the family of Pat Finucane and with everyone, every family that seeks truth and justice. And we will respect the right of every section of our people to remember and honour their dead. So there's much to be done to address the legacy of the past, and for a start, the funding for legacy inquests must be released without any further delay. The foot-dragging by the British government is outrageous, it's unacceptable, and it must end. Sinn Féin has worked in government in the North for a decade, in very challenging circumstances and with a most unlikely partner. But we made it work. Martin McGuinness made it work. We made it work not because it was easy, but because it was the right thing to do in the collective national interest. And let me be clear, a power-sharing executive and assembly in the North is still the right thing, and we are up for that. Michelle O'Neill stands ready to lead our team into government. And for that to happen, we need partners that will legislate in the common good, not on the basis of personal prejudice or religious fundamentalism. We need partners who place respect, reconciliation, and rights above all else. Partners with a real commitment to power sharing, to sharing power, to mutual recognition, to rights. These are the things that the DUP must embrace. Regrettably, the DUP remains in a fixed, negative space, more interested in facilitating the Tory Brexit than protecting the rights and livelihoods of people in the North. And so the two governments must act now to deliver on marriage equality, on the legacy of the past, and to deliver Acht na Gaeilge. Seo I bliain na Gaeilge. Seo I bliain na Gaeilge is bicheart agus bicheor gnéis dófar le glóir phobal na Gaeilge ar fudge an Éilean. Tá an Gaeilge ann dó of siú d'ar waithló a láirití agus is le gach duine í. Ó haibh Sinn Féin tomaid Chomanta dan duhlan a hug an pubble doin an uri a haru. Shin con act na gaelga a winch a mock. Agus banimid a mock air corja bigi, kincha, kincha, fuisho. Act gaelga anish. People in the North cannot wait while the DUP play political games and go into hiding at Westminster. So the two governments must now convene the intergovernmental conference without further delay, because unionism will not hold back the tide of change and equality. And neither, my friends, can the political establishment in the South. A lot has been said about the prospect of Sinn Féin entering government in the South. A lot of noise as our competitors vie with each other to come up with the best reason to keep us out. So let me put a couple of things straight. Firstly, we are already a party of government. I want to lead our party into a progressive government in the South. And I want to do that from a position of strength, a strength derived from the support of the people. After the next election, Sinn Féin will talk to all the political parties and the independents. And in those discussions, we will stand on the side of ordinary people. The people that government has forgotten, disregarded, left behind. We will stand on the side of inclusion, accountability, modern government. We will stand for shared prosperity and decent work. We will stand for a new united Ireland. And we will see then if it's possible to agree a programme for government on that basis. That's the objective. Good government delivering for the people. So to those who are on an agenda to exclude us, I invite them to wake up and smell the coffee. To realise that Irish political life is no longer dictated by them. It's no longer their way or the highway, because we are here and we are equal. And our democratic mandate, and more importantly, the people who vote for Sinn Féin will be respected. It's not for Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin to decide whether or not we enter government. That decision will be made in the first instance by the people. And at the election, the people are in charge, and we will ask them to back us, to give us the opportunity, to give us the chance to make big change. We are the party to end the crises in health and housing. We have the policies, we have the people, and we have the political will. Our health service can be fixed. To address the scandal of people lying on hospital trolleys, we will immediately reopen hospital beds closed by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We'll prioritise the retention of staff. We'll deliver a better pay deal for our nurses. We will prioritise and invest in mental health services and supports. You know, it's a matter of great disgrace that Simon Harris now presides over 707,000 people on hospital waiting lists. And we'll tackle this by introducing an integrated management system to reduce waiting times. Friends, I want to pay tribute to Vicky Phelan, to Emma Vic Fahuna, to Irene Teep, and so many other women and families who were misled, failed, and subjected to a cover-up by the HSE and cervical check. They are people of courage and principle, and they now set the standard for the system. Many people believe that in Ireland, no one in authority is ever really held to account, and they've good reason for thinking this. But I want to make it clear that we will hold people to account, that we will not tolerate the HSE or any other agency of the state playing games with people's lives. The housing crisis is a national emergency. We've now had four ministers for housing since Fine Gael came to power. Owen Murphy has failed dismally to turn the tide because he is simply the latest proponent of failed Fine Gael policy. And let's remember, the housing emergency is a whole of government issue. The buck stops with Leo Varadkar. His government has failed. Failed to house our citizens, failed to tackle crisis rents, failed to get a grip on homelessness. A government with Sinn Féin would take that responsibility that the Taoiseach refuses to take. I know that for so many, home ownership has become a pipe dream. I know that this can only be addressed by ambitious, affordable housing programmes. So Sinn Féin will build social housing, and we'll build communities too. We'll end the distress of renters by introducing real rent certainty and security of tenure. Sinn Féin in government will also work to ensure that no child calls a hotel room home. Because we are Irish Republicans and we believe that housing is a right. Prosperity is of no value if it's just for the few. Prosperity has to be for everyone. So our agenda in government is for shared prosperity, fueled by ambition and driven by opportunity. Sinn Féin will deliver for those who struggle to make ends meet, despite getting up very early and working hard every day. For those who do everything possible to better their lives and the life of their family, and yet the wolf remains all too close to their door. A visit to the doctor, the car breaking down, back to school expenses shouldn't be a financial disaster for any household. No parent should have to pay the equivalent of a second mortgage on childcare. So Sinn Féin in government will replace this vulnerability with certainty, with prosperity, and with an ability to plan for the future. Shared prosperity, you know, is also good for business, for enterprise, for innovation, and for productivity. To achieve these things, businesses require workers who are secure in their lives, and workers require affordable homes, healthcare, and childcare. So if business is to succeed, we have to invest in our people, in our services, and in our infrastructure. And there is no doubt that a decade of underinvestment, of cutbacks and austerity has left very deep scars. So now is the time to build the schools, hospitals, the communications network necessary for a modern Ireland. And part of this must be the state taking ownership of the rollout of essential broadband infrastructure. And this means finally getting rural broadband done and getting it right. My friends, the Eighth Amendment has been repealed. And this Ardesh has voted and decided to move forward together, united in our determination to see the necessary legislation passed without delay. That is our duty to all the women of Ireland. Change is coming and there's nothing to fear in that change. But let me say this, the North is next. No woman will be left behind. Every woman who calls this island home must have access to compassionate medical care at home. And in the new Ireland that we're building, women will have their space and their place. no longer consigned to the sidelines, but on the pitch and leading the team. 50 years ago, people took a stand for civil rights. People challenged, defied, and faced down sectarian discrimination, and we salute them today. Republicans have never sat around waiting. Republicans get things done. Not only do we dream of a better, modern United Ireland, but we're building it today. And there's a place for everyone on this journey. There's an equal place for everyone in a new Ireland. Ireland's no longer simply orange and green. Ireland is a rainbow of identities and cultures, a place where diversity and difference can be embraced. Ireland is changing. A new and better Ireland is emerging. To those who are impatient for equality and progress, I say, this is your time. This is your home. This is your Ireland. Sinn Féin is your party. So let us seize the day. Together, let us build a new United Ireland. Gurumila Mahagavakorja, up the Republic, and Fublacht Abu.
Oro se de va hawalia, oro se de va hawalia, oro se de va hawalia. Nisha hot and tauri, ta granya wheeler chuck their salia, ogli arma le margarda, gaily fennis na frank na spani. Is curfew rule na gaula. Oh, Rosh Hashanah, 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 arena vaca feckin more aband in a year akshakten granya melibus mila gashka heg fogard lesna gola Oro si the ba awalya, oro si the ba awalya, oro si the ba awalya. And this year hot and tarry, oro si the ba awalya, oro si the ba awalya, oro si the ba awalya. And this year hot and tarry.